Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, absolutely. Dropping charges without prejudice means that they can be refiled. And, you know, understanding that I'm not part of the criminal team on the other side of the conflict wall in the office, I'm handling civil cases. But I appointed my Solicitor General, Fadwa Hamoud, and Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy to handle the criminal cases. And what they did is they got into the investigation and discovered that there was a lot of information that they simply didn't have, and that the former Office of Special Counsel, headed by Todd Flood, had never pursued. So in recent weeks, they have executed a number of search warrants, and they have received what seems to be in the neighborhood of about 20 times as much information as they ever had before. Millions and millions of documents that had never been reviewed, and dozens of electronic devices that had never been reviewed either. And so they want to do a thorough, complete, comprehensive investigation. And to do so, they need an opportunity to review all of those documents. And my understanding is they're doing it now. And when that investigation is complete, you know, it seems likely that there will be a number of new charges that are filed and possibly cases that are charged against people that were never charged before. But only time will tell, and they'll have to review the evidence in order to make that assessment.
Many are speculating that you're going to be going after former Governor Rick Snyder. Is that the case?
Well, firstly, again, I'm not part of the criminal team, but I will say this, you know, both Fadwa Hamoud and Kim Worthy, these are career prosecutors with a lifetime of public service who have demonstrated a clear record of nonpartisan, objective, unbiased investigations and prosecutions in their lengthy careers. And what I will say is this, they will go after anyone and everyone who has criminal liability, but they will also, you know, make certain to exonerate those who are not criminally liable. So I don't know who they're going to end up charging. All I can say is if anyone has been following Kim Worthy's career, they'll know that she's not afraid to go after anybody in the event that she believes that they are criminally responsible.
Now, you said, again, nonpartisan. Obviously, you're a Democrat in office, and Kim Worthy is also a Democrat, and, you know, Governor Rick Snyder, a Republican. Will you be getting any assistance from the other side of the aisle on this as well?
Well, when you say assistance on the other side of the aisle, I mean, you know, I've put these career prosecutors into place. And I will say this, you know, Kim Worthy has prosecuted, you know, dozens and dozens of Democrats in her career. I think most notably the former mayor of the city of Detroit. So, you know, she's a person who's proven the fact that, you know, she is nonpartisan when it comes to her work as a prosecutor. You know, but I know that she's going to do the right thing. I have every confidence in her. I have every confidence in Solicitor General Hamoud. And their charges will be based on one thing and one thing alone, and that is the evidence. And they will go where the evidence takes them.
And in terms of evidence and new evidence, in terms of how many people actually were affected by the Flint water crisis, did you find more evidence?
My understanding is what they're looking at is not just the information that they already had, but all this information that they never had before. That's the whole purpose behind sort of, when I say starting anew, of course they have the information that's already been vetted that they, you know, the Office of Special Counsel already had, and they have, you know, transcripts and testimony now in regard to the information they had. But they're going to have to review all that new information and see what's contained in there. And, you know, if new people need to be charged, if more charges need to come forward, I have every confidence they'll do that if it's appropriate to do so.
And what about the former attorney general? In terms of, obviously, we're talking about Todd Flood, but is there any indication that he dropped the ball in this?
I think he did drop the ball on this. All I have to say is, you know, before the 15 people that were charged, why is it that between when I won the election in November and I took office on January 1st, there were these slew of cases that Todd Flood pled out from felonies to 90-day misdemeanors under advisement, meaning they eventually got dismissed? Why would that have happened in that short period of time if those were strong cases that should have been charged in the first place? My concern all along was that some of the way this investigation had been handled and the prosecution had been handled had more to do with political expediency for Bill Schuette to attempt to win the governorship. It was about politics than it was about justice. And I want to make certain that it is about one thing and one thing only, and that is obtaining justice for the residents of Flint who have waited so long and so badly deserve it. But this has to be done properly, and that means there has to be a thorough and comprehensive investigation, and that simply had not been done.
And in terms of the activists that we're hearing that, you know, they feel that the government is dismissing this case altogether and that this will go away quietly, what do you want to say to them?
Sometimes justice delayed is not justice denied, and this is one of those instances. And I can guarantee those people, I have every faith in that Kim Worthy and Fadwa Hamoud will handle this properly, and any and all people who need to be held accountable will be.
Have you been getting any death threats at all?
Well, I get death threats all the time, Jackie.
Well, that's not a good thing.
That's just a day in the life for me, so.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before I let you go?
No, I think we're good. I really would like to express the sentiment and make certain that people understand that these charges and these defendants having their cases dismissed does not mean that they won't be recharged. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be any prosecutions and that this is being swept under the rug. What it means is that there's going to be the most thorough and comprehensive review possible so that we can ensure that everyone that needs to be charged is charged.
Attorney General Dana Nessel, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.